Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Certain beyond all doubt. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son, 1 John 5:11. Saying I know can either be a sign of bored resistance or enthusiastic affirmation. It all depends on your attitude. The child who responds, I know, to a parent's commands probably doesn't. The believer who responds to his Lord's promises with a confident, I know, hopefully does. A careful reading of 1 John will uncover many things God wants you to know. 1 John chapter 2, verses 20 to 21 and 21 29. Chapter 3, verses 2, 5, and 14 to 15. Chapter 5, verses 13, 15, and 18 to 20. Because of what God has done or said, you can know without doubt that you belong to Him. When God makes a promise, you can stand upon it with confidence. Charles Spurgeon examines the promise of eternal life in Jesus Christ. Walk with Charles Spurgeon, who from 1834 to 1892 was the most beloved British preacher of his time. Let us regard the promise as a thing so sure and certain that we act upon it and make it a chief figure in all our calculations. The Lord promises eternal life to those who believe in Jesus. Therefore, if we really believe in Jesus, let us conclude that we have eternal life and rejoice in this great privilege. The promise of God is our best ground of assurance. It is far surer than dreams or visions and fancied revelations, and it is far more to be trusted than feelings, either joy or sorrow. Nothing can be more certain than that which is declared by God Himself. Nothing surer to happen than that which He has guaranteed by His own hand and seal. Today's New Testament reading is 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 12.
1 John 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out His commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep His commands. And His commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are in agreement. We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God which He has given about His Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about His Son. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life.
John proclaims a powerful message. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. 1 John 5:11. If you have a son, you have life. And whether you need to invite him into your life for the first time, or simply need to invite him into the complexities of your life today, you can act upon that verse right now. Nothing can be more certain than what the Son Himself declares.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru walkthroughthebible.org/NTPOD. Walk Through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.